With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nasty weather from coast to coast, putting much of the United States in a path of extremely rough conditions. Airlines canceling thousands of flights Monday. Blizzards burying parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. And those torrential rains and flooding continuing in Hawaii. And the Aloha State, not out of the woods yet.
There's going to be some more periodic flash flooding across the islands during the week because of the moisture in play and because of the fact that there is some disturbances in the atmosphere that's going to be causing additional rain showers. So still very unsettled, even though it's not going to be as widespread nor as damaging as we saw late last week, especially through the weekend. But very unsettled still across the island.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
The big concern across at least the mid-Atlantic in the southeast will be the potential for severe weather ahead of that front. Strong wind gusts certainly would be a concern, but also can't rule out, unfortunately, the possibility of tornadoes, especially across Virginia into North Carolina.
That partial government shutdown affecting airport security screeners now a month old in Atlanta. Aaron Barker, president of the AMG Local 550, says workers deserve to be paid like other government workers. They're just out there doing their job.
Unlike other federal agencies, such as ICE and CBP, TSA employees are working without pay. Many are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts. Every available financial option has been exhausted. Yet, these officers are still coming to work to protect the traveling public, facing disciplinary action if they do not show up to work.
This is SRN News. Well, most Americans do support abortion.
According to a new poll released by the Pew Research Center, 60% of respondents think abortion should be legal all or most of the time, versus 38% who say it should be illegal all or most of the time. Democrats are about 2.5 times more likely than Republicans to want the procedure to be legal. 74% of white evangelicals say abortion should be illegal, but majorities of most other religious groups support the procedure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim parents and several Islamic private schools suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. State says schools associated with accreditation company Cognia have hosted events organized by the Council on American Islamic Relations. Muslim Civil Rights Group was recently designated, though, a terrorist organization by the government in Texas. This is SRN News. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer. White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
Announcing the news in a social media post, the president described Wiles as one of the strongest people he knows and one of his closest and most important advisors. He said that she will take on this challenge immediately. The president said her prognosis is excellent and that Wiles will be remaining virtually full-time at the White House during her treatment. Greg Plugston, Washington.
Federal judge in Boston blocking health officials from cutting the number of vaccines recommended for every child, and also says that Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. likely violated federal procedures in revamping a key vaccine advisory committee. That decision Monday halts an order by Kennedy to end recommendations for all kids to be vaccinated against a number of incidents. More details, SRNNews.com.